The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota, the car brand with the best resale value in Ireland. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
53102 for your text. You can send us emails to ray at todayfm.com. There you go. Gene Simmons from Kiss and Maura O'Connell, Deirdre's mum. And Deirdre joins us. Deirdre's proprietor of Lena's Tea Rooms. Morning.
Good morning.
Is your mum okay?
I think she's still alive. Yeah. Just about.
I'm sorry about that. And then he's the 4,600. Even I was taken aback by that. Our favourite fact about Carrick, somebody says, one of our favourite staycation places in Ireland is that it has the world's smallest church.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's true. Castle Memorial Chapel.
Yeah, and also, the last time we were here, which is a good while ago, we were on the Shannon, we went to Armstrong's.
Yes.
Now, if my memory serves correctly, you could buy a pint and a pair of shoes.
You could.
In the same place.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not open at the moment, but yeah, a bit bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre place. There's another set of lights in Leitrim. They're on the canal. For years, they were the only permanent traffic lights in Leitrim, says somebody. Will Dustin be on your show to slag off Leitrim? No, we'll have to.
We've barred him,
yeah. So, how long are you here?
I am here 3.5 years.
But you're a Leitrim lady.
I'm from Leitrim, yeah.
Leitrim, you're a lady. why did you decide? What were you doing before?
Well, I kind of have an eclectic background, but prior to this I was in Dublin and then decided, as a crazy person does, to move back home to Leitrim and open a tea room in the height of the recession.
Okay.
So I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here.
And you're doing well.
I'm doing well.
But I was out for a run last night. There are loads of restaurants and cafes and tea rooms and pubs in Carrick and Shannon, aren't there?
Carrick has a good name for food. And I suppose with the boating and everything like that, we get lots of tourists, thankfully. So yeah, there is lots of choices.
Okay. So you're best known for your chicken sandwich, the white bread.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is a bit bizarre when people come in and say, "Oh, what would you recommend off the menu?" And I'm kind of a little bit embarrassed and kind of a bit proud to say it's actually the chicken sandwich, but we make the bread ourselves.
Okay.
So it's a milk bread, it's yeast based, we make it every single morning, or Elizabeth does actually, and it's lovely and soft and there's a beautiful crust, and it's just with butter, mayonnaise, chicken that we roast ourselves, and that's it. But it's that good. It is good.
Emer's salivating because Emer is that she's a big fan of just the plain chicken sandwich.
Yeah. But people, they kind of do look at you kind of oddly. Kind of, okay,
and it's seasoned at all.
The chicken would have been.
Yes.
But it's the bread. And then people come up to us afterwards and go, "Oh my God, that was the best chicken sandwich we've ever had." Now, it does come with a little salad, but it's not in it.
Yeah.
People are very fussy. Some people like dressing, some don't. But people do come up and say it is the best chicken sandwich. So hopefully we live up to that expectation then.
I'll have to try one later on.
Definitely.
And you put double shots in your... Does that mean the coffee is stronger?
Well, we put it in a smaller cup. So we have found that people like their strong coffee.
Right.
Yeah. More people ask for stronger coffee than weaker coffee. Yeah.
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 See, I'd be awake till next Tuesday if I had two double shots. Yeah. That'd be four shots. That'd be four normal cups of coffee.
Well,
No.
Two shots in your 8-ounce cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that not supposed to be one shot per cup? No.
Yeah, well, it depends.
When I go in and I say, "Can I have an espresso?" and they go, "Single or double?"
Yeah, it's usually a single.
Yes.
With hot water would be an Americano.
Yes, yeah.
But we put in double.
But that means it's twice as much caffeine.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
twice as much.
You're
staring
confusing
at the
me
ceiling.
Now, Ray.
Yeah. So this is what the customer said, because you were nominated a number of times.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. The food is delicious and the staff are wonderful. I go there for a treat when I'm in Carrick, whenever I get a chance. I recommend trying their Oreo brownie.
Yes.
This person.
Yeah, we have them here today.
Right.
So
you break up the Oreos.
Yeah, and they're sprinkled on top of our brownies.
Right, okay. I'm salivating already. Oh, excuse me, always such a lovely atmosphere there, very relaxing, love the China teacups. So it's when we walked in last night, there's a definite sort of feel to the place. So who is Lena?
Well, I'm not Lena, even though loads of people,
loads
of people call me Lena. With a design background, I needed to kind of tell a story.
Right.
So I wanted something kind of vintage, didn't know where to kind of start. And then Lena, the easiest way to explain it is a distant relative of my dad. And in the 1920s, when she was in her early 20s, she died. Okay. But all her stuff was packed up and sent home to her sister's house. And it just stood there. And then I kind of am a bit of a magpie, as my family will tell you, and I found her stuff and her clothing, her Bible, jewellery, everything like that. So it was just a nice starting point. It's not ode to Lena or anything like that. It was just, I could tell a story from that point and kind of have that kind of vintage kind of vibe going through it.
Okay.
So,
and
yeah.
You achieved that, and it's lovely.
Thank you.
What else did it say? It has the best homemade food in Ireland. Everything is to die for, from the pear and almond scones and coffee to the lunches. Salads are different with the most amazing dressings, but the desserts and cakes,
Oh, very good. So that's nice.
So you're in the final four.
I know.
And you've been listening. We were in
we were in the
mixing bowl in Ballybunion on Monday. Then yesterday, JJ's truck stop. There's a bit of variety.
Absolutely.
A bit of variety.
Great competition.
And then tomorrow we're in Nelly's on the South Circular Road in Dublin. And then it'll be announced. You're coming up to join us on Friday.
Yes, definitely.
Right, okay.
Definitely.
So do you want to name check the staff there? They're all standing listening attentively
Holy
there.
Oh, Moses. I told them I'd forget what their names were because I'm so nervous. But we've got Elizabeth and Ava and Alison and Nina and Debbie. And we have Sinead here who's kind of been here from the start. Even though she doesn't work here anymore, she's always going to be a staff member. She's down at the back. And we have Naomi, who's actually in Malawi at the moment, who doesn't even know this is happening. We've no contact with her, but she's a big member of our team as well.
Okay. Well, thanks for opening up your doors to us.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking to you again before the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Deirdre, the writer of Lena's 53102. We'll take a quick commercial break.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray Darcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.